clue is in the purple that's being poured from one jug to the next. Jesus did something really wonderful once at a wedding. Harry. He turned water into wine. That was the first miracle that we looked at. Now, I don't think you'll be able to tell very much from this picture at all, so I'll have to tell you about the next miracle. You see, there was a man, an official, who one day came to Jesus. His son wasn't very well, and he wanted Jesus to make him well, and Jesus did make him well, but the wonderful thing was that Jesus made him well even before he was able to return home and see his son. See, Jesus simply has to speak the word, and he can make people well. And then we looked at a story that told us about how a man was unable to walk, the paralytic man. And Jesus, when he met this man, simply said to him to get up and walk. And that's exactly what he did. Such was the power and the authority of Jesus. I wonder whether you can guess what miracle has been referred to in this picture. Any ideas as to what this miracle might have been? Any ideas? Well, the answer is gleaned from the little basket there. Do you remember that there was a little boy who had five loaves and two fishes, and Jesus, with his supernatural powers, was able to turn it into enough food to feed 5,000 men, plus their wives and their children, probably up to about 20,000 people. Amazing. And we've also seen how that Jesus, in the midst of a storm, was able to walk on water. And this story is found in John chapter 9. What's this picture refer to, do you think? What's Jesus doing here? Any ideas? I'm sure that you know some of these stories. Well, he's putting something on the man's eyes, something we wouldn't normally put on people's eyes. Naomi. Mud, that's right. And having put mud on the blind man's eyes, he told him to go and wash in a pool, the pool of Siloam, and the man was able to see. You see, Jesus has the power even to open the eyes of the blind. You've seen this picture before, because a man by the name of Lazarus had died. He became unwell and died, and he was put in the grave. And Jesus came along a little while later, and he asked for the stone to be rolled away. Lazarus had been in the tomb for 4 days. He was well and truly dead, but Jesus said, "Lazarus, come out." And that's exactly what Lazarus did. Because Jesus is the resurrection and the life. He has the power, he has the authority, even to bring people back to life. Amazing. Such was Jesus' power. And by performing all these miracles that we read about in John's Gospel, Jesus was saying to the people, and he's saying to us this morning, that he is the Son of God, the one who reveals God to us, that he is the Messiah and the Saviour of the world. It's important that we believe in Jesus. We must believe in Jesus if we're going to be saved from our sin and receive the gift of everlasting life. But there's every reason to believe in Jesus. The Gospel of John tells us that there is every reason to believe in him. Well, Gareth, wherever he is going to come and bring our morning Bible reading to us. And if you've got a Bible near to you, I would encourage you to pick it up and to follow the reading. And once Gareth has read, if you would keep your Bibles open, that would be really good, because we're going to make reference to one or two of these verses that we read to us. Thank you, Gareth.
Readings from John chapter 12, verse 37 to 50, on page 1080. Even after Jesus had done all these miraculous signs in their presence, they still would not believe in him. This was to fulfill the word of Isaiah the prophet. Lord, who has believed our message, and to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? For this reason they could not believe, because, as Isaiah says elsewhere, he has blinded their eyes and deadened their hearts, so they can neither see him with their eyes, nor turn with their hearts, nor understand with their hearts, nor turn, and I would heal them. Isaiah said this because he saw Jesus' glory and spoke about him. Yet, at the same time, many even among the leaders believed in him. But because of the Pharisees, they would not confess their faith, for fear they would be put out of the synagogue, for they loved praise from men more than praise from God. Then Jesus cried out, "When a man believes in me, he does not believe in me only, but in the one who sent me. When he looks at me, he sees the one who sent me. I have come into the world as a light, so that no one who believes in me should stay in darkness. As for the person who hears my words but does not keep them, I do not judge him. For I did not come to judge the world, but to save it. There is a judge for the one who rejects me and does not accept my words. That very word which I spoke will condemn him at the last day. For I did not speak of my own accord, but the Father who sent me commanded me to say what to say and how to say it. I know that his command leads to eternal life. So whatever I say is just what the Father has told me to say."
Now, I don't know whether you remember to keep your Bibles open, but let's turn back, shall we, to John and chapter 12. John and chapter 12. And I'll just give the youngsters a few moments to find the appropriate page in their Bibles. Peter, can you just tell us what page number it's on in the church Bible? 1080. 1080. So we've seen, haven't we, this morning, from John's Gospel, that Jesus performed lots of miracles to show who he was. He wasn't an ordinary man like everybody else. He was someone very special. He was the Son of God. He was the one who had been sent by the Father into the world to reveal God to us and to tell us the things that God wanted us to know. These miracles tell us that Jesus is the Saviour of sinners and the one who can give us eternal life. Now, we're living on the earth sometime after Jesus performed these miracles. But imagine that you were there. Imagine that you saw all the miracles that Jesus performed. Imagine that you heard some of the things that Jesus said. Now, don't put your hands up at this particular point, but do you think you would have believed in Jesus? Do you think that you would have believed that he was the Son of God and the Saviour of the world? You see, in the light of all the things that Jesus did and said, you would have thought, wouldn't you, that everybody would have believed in him. But if you've got your Bible open, look at verse 37. Verse 37 of John chapter 12. Let me read it to you. Even after Jesus had done all these miraculous signs in their presence, they still would not believe in him. Here are some of those people that just would not believe in Jesus. There was every reason to believe in Jesus, but they were not going to believe in Jesus. They did not want to believe in him. And that, of course, is very sad. But look at verse 42. Look at verse 42 of John chapter 12. You see, here we're told that there were those who did believe, but actually, I'm not sure whether they really did. And some of the preachers that I've listened to, who have spoken on these words, and some of the books that I have read by people who know the Bible really well, have said that they're not sure actually whether these people really believed and have cast doubt upon the true nature of their belief. Let's read these verses together. Yet at the same time, many even among the leaders believed in him, that is among the religious leaders, but because of the Pharisees they would not confess their faith for fear that they would be put out of the synagogue, for they loved the praise from men more than praise from God. It says that they believed, but I'm not sure that they did really believe in Jesus. I'm not convinced that they believed in the way that Jesus wanted them to believe in him, or the way that John's gospel would encourage us to believe in Jesus. Here's a picture of them. You see, the Bible tells us that it's possible to simply believe about Jesus. I've brought a drink with me this morning. All right, I've got some water under here as well, but this is one I've brought from home. This is something that I made up this morning. And I don't know what you think as you look at the drink. Can I put this on here? But I want to assure you that despite the fact that I made it, it's really tasty. In fact, it's got a fruity sort of taste to it. And I think that you would like it. The question is, do you believe what I'm saying? Oh, one or two nods. This is really encouraging. Really, really encouraging. Well, I can't give you all a drop. But is there anybody who's willing to come out the front and taste it? Harry, your hand was up first, so I'm going to ask you, and Naomi, your hand was up second. So I'm going to ask you, and I'm just going to pour a little bit in here without hopefully making a mess. There's some for you. So you are willing to trust me?
Yeah.
Yeah, good. That's yours then. And Naomi. It obviously was good. Naomi, would you not? You trust me?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? You believe what I'm saying? Good stuff. Okay, you can have some as well. Thank you, Harry. Take your time. And it tastes good? Good stuff. Brilliant. You see, when I said that I'd made a lovely drink this morning, I think most of you were willing to believe what I said. But let's face it, it's not until you come out the front and actually drink what I've made up that you're really believing or trusting in my words, is it? It says here that these religious leaders believed in Jesus. But I wonder from what we read here whether it was simply a case of them believing about the truth of Jesus and not really trusting in him as their Lord and Saviour. Tell me, does Satan believe in Jesus? Yes. This is a big book. We call it the Bible. We believe it to be God's word. Does Satan believe that every single word in this book is true? He does. Is Satan's understanding of the Bible really, really good? Yes. Do you think Satan understands the Bible better than some of us do? I think that he does. Does Satan believe in Jesus? Well, we could answer that question with a yes, and we could answer it with a no, because Satan certainly believes about Jesus, but does Satan worship Jesus? No. Does Satan follow Jesus gladly? No. Does Satan trust in Jesus? Has he committed his way to Jesus? And the answer is clearly no. You see, there are some people that believe in Jesus, but what they mean when they say that they believe in Jesus is simply that they believe about Jesus. But if all we do is simply believe about Jesus, then really our belief is no better than the belief of Satan, is it? Or the belief of the demons. I wonder, as we look at these words this morning, whether these men who are said to have believed in Jesus really only believed about Jesus and didn't actually trust in him as their Lord and Saviour. Why do I suggest this to you this morning? Well, because of what it goes on to say. You see, it says here that they were not willing to confess their faith for fear that they would be put out of the synagogue, for they loved praise from men more than praise from God. They'd seen the miracles. They had heard some of the things, at least, that Jesus had said, and perhaps they had become convinced about who Jesus was. But they weren't willing to confess their faith in Jesus. They weren't willing to identify themselves with Jesus. They weren't willing to nail their colours to the mast as far as Jesus was concerned. They weren't willing to say that they were disciples of Jesus. You see, these men were leaders in the synagogue. And they knew that if they were to publicly confess faith in Jesus Christ, then they would be put out of the synagogue. And they loved being in the synagogue. They loved being leaders in the synagogue because that meant that other people looked at them and praised them and admired them. And they were more concerned that people praised them than doing the right thing by Jesus or the right thing by God and winning the praise of God. They were so different from this man. Any ideas as to who this man on the right-hand side of the picture might be? We've already seen him this morning, and that's why I asked the question. He was on one of the pictures when I was talking about the miracles that Jesus did. Any ideas as to who this man might be? Can any of the adults help us out? The man who was born blind. Remember the man who had mud put on his eyes and was told to go and wash in the pool of Siloam? That this man, after he was healed, was taken to the religious authorities. He was taken to the Pharisees, and they wanted to know all about his story. And he kept on saying that Jesus had enabled him to see. Well, they didn't really want him to say that because they didn't like Jesus, but he kept on confessing to them what Jesus had done in his life. And because of that, he got thrown out of the synagogue. But John chapter 9 tells us that this man truly believed in Jesus and was willing to confess his belief in Jesus with his mouth and to identify himself with the Lord Jesus. These men were very different from the man who had been born blind. And very different as well from this man on the right hand side. Any ideas as to who that, well, you probably don't, yeah, yes, you might be able to tell from this picture, but let me tell you. These men were very different from Peter, Jesus' disciple. You see, there was a time when Jesus said to Peter, "Who do you think that I am?" And Peter very quickly said, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." He confessed, you see, with his mouth who he believed Jesus to be. And he followed Jesus. He identified himself with Jesus and his disciples. There's a reason why I've chosen to talk about Peter this morning. Can any of you think why that might be? You see, there was a time, wasn't there, when Peter messed up in his life. Jesus, in the story, was going to die on the cross. And Peter tried to be really brave and follow Jesus. And he ended up in the courtyard of the high priest. And whilst he was there, there were those who said to Peter, "You're one of those disciples of Jesus, aren't you?" And Peter was afraid. And Peter said no. In fact, Peter denied Jesus how many times? You've learnt this story this week, so I know that you know the answer. How many times, Naomi? Three times. And you know, sometimes Christians or the disciples of Jesus do get it wrong. We do mess up. But what I want to point out this morning is this, that although Peter denied the Lord Jesus three times, although he said he didn't know Jesus or was one of his disciples, he was really, really sorry about that. Really, really sorry about that. And he went on to boldly confess his trust in Jesus. In fact, on the day of Pentecost, Peter stood up and boldly told thousands of people about Jesus and who he was and is. So these men, I think, really were very different from the blind man and from Peter. I wonder, boys and girls and older friends, those of you who would profess to be Christians, do those at home know that you are a Christian? Do those at school know that you are a Christian? Do those at college know that you are a Christian? Those of you who go to work, do your work colleagues know that you are a Christian? You see, it's very tempting, isn't it, to keep quiet, and maybe we have kept quiet at times and haven't told people. It may be that when someone has asked us if we're a Christian, we've actually lied and we've said no. I hope if that has been the case, then we've felt really bad about that, because I think it's a good thing to feel bad about times when we've failed the Lord Jesus. Sometimes, as Christians, we do get it wrong. We do fail the Lord. We're not perfect. We're not all that we ought to be. But I do believe that those who truly come to trust in the Lord Jesus Christ as their Lord and Saviour are those in the main who are willing to confess Jesus Christ as Lord. This is our text for this morning. Perhaps you'd like to read it through with me. Let's begin doing that, shall we? If you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved. Romans chapter 10, verses 9 and 10. Well, you've had a chance to look at these verses, as well as me this morning, but when I looked at them this week, I wasn't sure whether these men who are said here in verse 42 to have believed in Jesus really did believe in Jesus. Couldn't help wondering whether actually they simply believed about Jesus. You see, they were unwilling, weren't they, to confess with their mouths what they believed about Jesus. They were unwilling to identify themselves with Jesus and with his people. It says in verse 43, doesn't it, that they loved praise from men more than praise from God. But what about you this morning, just as we conclude? There are lots of people who say, I believe in Jesus. But we ought to be concerned, I think, that we are those who truly believe in Jesus. It's not good enough, is it, to simply believe about Jesus. We need to actually trust in him as our Lord and as our Saviour. And I believe the Bible would emphasize the importance of actually confessing our faith with our mouths and identifying ourselves with the Lord Jesus and with his people. I remember when I became a Christian, one of the first things that I felt that I really needed to do was to tell somebody that I had become a Christian. Well, let's pray together. Lord, as we read John's Gospel, there were those who believed, and yet it would seem from our reading that they did not really believe. We've already seen in John's Gospel that there were those who put their faith in him, and yet Jesus did not entrust himself to them. And yet there were those who clearly believed and received the gift of eternal life. Lord, there are, it would seem from your word, different kinds of faith, different kinds of belief. But we pray that we might be those who truly believe in Jesus, who come to recognize that we need him so desperately to save us from our sin and to grant us the gift of eternal life. May we be those who indeed trust in him wholly and completely for our salvation and are willing to confess him with our mouths, to side with him, to identify ourselves with him. Lord, hear our prayer. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.